This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, bright and early on Saturday morning, like every Saturday morning. We are here 5 to 7 a.m. Talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And the reason we're on at this time is because that's when most people who engage in hunting or fishing, well, let's put it this way, a lot of people who engage in hunting or fishing go forth and head to the woods and the waters. And, well, that's why we're here, to talk to most of you folks. And a lot of folks, you know, get up early and they're headed somewhere. They're in their cars, and that's why we like to talk to you. So, we had a very cool week this week. I went to the Wild Sheep Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott, and invite you to go today. It's the last day. Set in on the live auction last evening. That was very interesting. Talked to a number of the exhibitors, some of the folks that are doing seminars and things like that. Ran into some folks that I knew, some friends and people I do business with, and just had a really good time, and hope that you make it out there today. These are the folks that book trips to Alaska and Africa and out in the West. There's some great taxidermist displays from three or four taxidermists here in Maryland. There's sculptures, and there's jewelry makers, and there's furs, and there's any number of things that you can look at and purchase, and just have a really relaxing time talking to folks about the great outdoors and about hunting. Now, there are some charity organizations there. There are some folks there that sell custom rifles. I believe there were three custom rifle makers there. One of the taxidermy displays from Dan Martin out in Western Maryland is absolutely spectacular. He's got a life-size. Yeah, this is worth, you know, this is worth going to see. It's a life-size Cape buffalo from Africa. It's got two lions attacking it, not from the ground, from the air. The lioness is hanging on the right side of the Cape buffalo, and the male lion is, which is known as a lion, is on the other side with only one paw, one set of claws embedded into the poor beast. And he's trying to shake him off. But, I mean, it's absolutely spectacular to see a full-size mounted lion suspended in midair with one paw attached to this Cape buffalo, who I believe is only on one foot. Everything else is also in the air, which is pretty, pretty cool taxidermy. And there are some brown bears, there's some grizzly bears, there's ibex, and, you know, a lot of sheep and that type of thing. The rifles are just spectacular. I mean, wild sheep. You know, these are not, you know, this isn't the Howard County Fairgrounds Sheep and Wool Expo. We're talking about Marco Polo rams and doll sheep and stone sheep and bighorns and desert bighorns. I don't think I left anybody out, but you know, these are the ones that that fellows who are really into the adventure of the hunt like to hunt all over the world. And as I mentioned, the Roar Camp is there. Ran into Don Travis, a guy who's mounting my pronghorn right now, and he was with another taxidermist, a fellow by the name of Ronnie Hall, and a lot of folks know him. And they were talking to Mr. Rohr, who owns the big brown bear camp up in Alaska, who they've hunted with and been successful with. And they were there, and some fellows from Texas with Aodad Sheep. Bob Folkrod is there. Bob is a great worldwide hunter. Probably, I don't think any other hunter has taken as much game in their lifetime as Bob Folkrod has, ever. You know, Bob completed the obsession quest in 5 years. That was 80 game animals from around the world. He's on his just getting ready to start his third Grand Slam on sheep. And a Grand Slam is the, you know, the four North American sheep, the stone, the doll, which is the white one. The stone sheep was a kind of a gray one. Then there's the bighorn, and then there's the desert bighorn, four separate species. That's a Grand Slam. And, of course, you add the snow sheep to that, which is used to be known as the Marco Polo, which, you know, we've had callers here talk about. I'm just telling you, it's a great place to go. And I think maybe if all works out, we might be hearing from Folkrod later. Mr. Folkrod, Bob Folkrod, later here in the show, so stay tuned for that. And he'll talk about the banquet and the silent auctions and so forth. So there you go. Another event coming up here shortly that you can be involved with if you'd like is the National Wild Turkey Federation. That's a Central Maryland chapter, real close at home at Michael's 8th Avenue. That's coming up on Friday, March 2nd, 6 to 11 p.m. Good food at Michael's. A good banquet, a lot of fellowship there among the turkey hunters and all hunters, and the tickets are available right now, and you can give them a call at 410-768-7901, 768-7901. You could also go online if you want. Let's see, what is their website? Well, I'll have that for you, but let me give you another contact number. Jennifer Miller is in charge of tickets, and you can contact Jennifer. She's down in Crofton, 410-721-1930. That's Jennifer Miller, and that's the annual Hunting Heritage Banquet and Art Auction, and that's Friday, March 2nd from 6 to 11 p.m. at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. And, I can send you a form if you want to just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll be more than glad to send you a form to order your tickets if you like or redirect you, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, which is my website. And if you'd like to look at the sheep show before you go, just go to that website again, ellisoutdoors.com, and you can click on the big Eastern Chapter Wild Sheep Foundation logo. I mean, you're not going to miss it. It's right on the front of the homepage. Just click on that, and that'll take you right to the show program. Show ends today; doesn't run till tomorrow. So, if you're headed up to Central Maryland, or if you're headed up to the Baltimore area, make sure you stop by that sheep show. That's at the Hunt Valley Marriott. Parking's pretty easy, and it's not a far walk. I mean, there's no shuttle, there's no pay to park. You just park at the Hunt Valley Marriott. That's on Shawan Road, and that's I'm not going to give you the exit number because it's in the commercial, and we'll tell you later. But Shawan Road off 83, it's pretty easy to find, and it's eastbound, so you can check that out. So let's talk about the sheep show. We're taking your phone calls today. Our conversation last week about the price of a hunting license garnered a lot of attention on some of the websites out there that have these hunters forums, and one in particular, and I'm not going to mention it because I don't like those things, all right? There was a lot of misinformation out there, some speculation and some comments about me that I didn't appreciate. I don't care, but I didn't appreciate. You know, you can say anything you want to say about me. I'm just a guy on the radio expressing my opinion. You know, I pay the radio station here to come on here for 2 hours and talk about the outdoors and express my opinion about things and give you an opportunity to express yours. But to take information that you think I said and post that on the World Wide Web is your perfect right to do so. But at least get it right. All right? And if you have a problem with me and the way I deal with callers here or emailers who happen to make stupid statements, well, call me and tell me and share it with this world, my world, the radio world. Share it with our listeners. Come at me like a man. And don't go sneaking around and posting it on the internet and, you know, whining and, oh, I wish this and I wish that. Well, hey, I'm right here, baby. 410-922-6680. Come and get me. Right, Brian? I mean, unless you get, you know, Unless you curse and get up, you know, that kind of crazy on the air, then Brian's going to cut you off, not me. But, you know, come get me. Don't go behind my back. Don't go on some internet site in some forum and say something I didn't say just because you didn't listen or you didn't understand. Very simple to touch base with me here, isn't it, Brian? We had 16 or 17 pages of conversation. And here's what happens on these forums. And I've been on them, and I read them, and I don't like it. And I very, very, very seldom check these out or stay on them. Some people find this as a form of entertainment. But there's about maybe 10 people that come together to form these little groups on these internet sites, these chat sites, these forums. And one guy says something, and another guy copies and pastes on, you said this, and this is how I feel about that. Well, I don't feel that way. I feel this way. Blah, 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 blah. Back and forth. You know, I'll tell you, somebody called me something on that website, person I do business with, who will definitely hear about it one of these days, and accused me of, listen, the person accused me of being like a shill for the Department of Natural Resources. Now, look, the way this story started, I know that there's a bill going to drop that's going to increase hunting license fees, or you know, going to be voted on to increase hunting license fees. I didn't have the confidence that I should have had last week to tell you that because the bill hadn't dropped. All right, so I didn't want to get specific about it. I was doing that out of a courtesy for the department, waiting for them to drop the bill. But now they sent me the information to publish in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Now that's published. It's out. It came out on Thursday. And we're circulating it throughout the state. And Clyde's has it, and Macrotech, and Baylinex, they have it, and Chesapeake Outdoors, and Cypress Creek Archery, and a couple other places on the shore have it. Not very many places yet. We're spreading that out. We've only had it a day. All right. And I had the information at my fingertips. I just couldn't share it. Now I can. So if you want to know about hunting license increase and what the numbers are, I'll be glad to share that. But I'd like to move on to other things. But that's up to you. I mean, I'm not trying to tease you or anything else. If you call me and you want to talk about hunting license increase, I'll give you the numbers. You can find them online. Go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. It's on page one. It's my feature story. Raising hunting license fees. And then there's an interview there with the director. But do me a favor. If you got something to say about me, say it to me. Say it to me. I got in a discussion, a heated discussion, with the Wildlife Advisory Commissioner, Dr. Joseph Lamp, at the stakeholders meeting. Dr. Lamp was angry at me because I wouldn't allow him to talk on this outdoorsman radio show. And I said, it's very simple, Joe. All you had to do was answer a question that I asked you. He said, you're afraid to debate me on the facts about bear hunting in Maryland. I said, no, I'm not afraid at all. But I said, there was a condition. You had to answer my question and you wouldn't answer it. And he said, that was a red herring. And maybe some of you remember that conversation with Dr. Joseph Lamp. Joe is an animal rights activist who was appointed to the Wildlife Advisory Commission under the Glendenning administration and has served till this month. And now he's no longer a member of the Wildlife Advisory Commission. But when Joe called in and wanted to talk about the bear season, he started, you know, just going off. And I said, Joe, look, before you go, you know, anywhere, you're going to answer a question before we continue this discussion. And I talked about, as I often do, you know, the black bear population increase in Western Maryland and all over the East Coast, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. And, you know, some of the incidents that have happened, some of the human conflicts with black bears, one of them or a couple of them involve kids. One child was killed in New York State, if I remember. And I said, you know, it's not going to be long until we hear, rather than garbage cans and sheds being broken into and bird feeders being torn down, that we're going to hear about some kid having a conflict with a black bear, and it's not going to be pretty. Well, Joe calls in, and he wants to discuss black bears. He wants to tell me how I have my facts all wrong, and there's no justification for the bear season, in his opinion, even as a member of the Wildlife Advisory Commission, even though he's seen all the information. And I said, Joe, we're not going to launch into this unless you answer a question first. Which is more valuable, the life of a black bear in Western Maryland or the life of a child? And he wouldn't answer the question. And I asked the same question in a variety of different forms. And we had that back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for several minutes. And Joe refused to answer that question. Which is more valuable, the life of a black bear or the life of a human child? So I said, Joe, I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave you there if you won't answer that question. I mean, it's pretty simple to me, which is more valuable. That would be the life of a child, but, you know, if you don't feel that way, you should at least tell me. And if you think a life of a black bear is more valuable than the life of a child, that's fine too, but you at least answer the question. And he did not. He would not. And then in this discussion not many days ago at the stakeholders meeting, Joe challenged my manhood, that I would not allow him to come on the air and debate me face to face, or I wouldn't open the microphone up to him to, you know, spout his spew and, have a conversation about the legitimacy of the Maryland black bear hunt. Not going to do it. Answer the question, then you can come on the air. So he got in my face pretty badly, I might say. And, of course, I very calmly stood there and took it, and he's on his tiptoes, and he's drool coming out the side of his mouth, and he's nearly shouting at me. You're not man enough. I said, Joe, you don't have to challenge my manhood. I'm securing my manhood. You go right ahead and do what you got to do. You're not coming on the air till you answer the question. That's a red herring. That was very entertaining, to be honest with you. You know, I've changed my outlook a lot. A lot of things have happened to me in my life, and I've changed my outlook a lot about a lot of different things. Ah, wow. Anyway. it was entertaining anyway. 410 WCBM 680. I know I've been all over the board, but I just wanted to clear that up about the hunting license thing. You can read it for yourself. There's an interview with Paul Pedito in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can read it online. Just go there, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can click on the magazine and read it all you want. And there we go. It's out there. So, all right. Let's see. I probably ought to talk about the sheep show, huh? It is the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. They've packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters and guides and custom gun makers and outstanding taxidermy displays and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting Outdoor Expo and Convention. It all ends today. It's at the Hunt Valley Marriott just off I-83 exit 20A. That's Shawan Road East. Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohrer will be there. Brian Martin are a few of the personalities that you can meet about hunting around the world. The Wild Sheep Foundation Expo also offers silent auctions and live auctions and a chance to bid on one-of-a-kind items. You can check that out, too, because I'm not sure what's left. I'm not sure if that auction last night gave up the Pennsylvania elk tag, the bighorn sheep and desert bighorn tags are up for auction, as well as hunting adventures around the world, and I'm not sure where all that went, but I would say check it out on the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo, and that's at the Hunt Valley Marriott. Again, ends today, so you can go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the Wild Sheep Foundation. You'll see the entire program there. It gives you everything you can do and meet a lot of great people from around the country and around the world. I mean, you want to hunt New Zealand, you want to hunt Argentina, you want to hunt Africa, you want to hunt Texas, you want to hunt British Columbia, you want to hunt Alaska. You want to go find out about the cost of these hunts and what these outfitters do and what they charge. And then you want to talk to somebody who's hunted with them. Well, one of my writers, Charlie Culbertson's there, Bob Folkrod's there. You can talk to those guys and say, what do you think about this guy? Or what do you think about that guy? Or who would you hunt with? You can get an opinion, and you can find it all right there on any hunt that you'd like to do around the world. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation at the Hunt Valley Marriott. Make sure you stop by there today. Now, we've got to do a makeup commercial for our friends at Tochterman's. We got engaged in conversation last week and ran out of time is what happened. So let me talk to you about Tochterman's a little bit, too. If you want to go fishing and you don't go to Tochterman's, you've missed a large chunk of available knowledge and available gear because Tochterman's is all fishing all the time. They've been on a long time, since 1916. They've been around over 95 years. Same location, same family name, downtown Baltimore, 1919, 1925, Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, just 2.5 blocks east of Broadway on Eastern Avenue. Very easy to get to. If you want to know how to fly a tie or tie a fly, either one, you can do that at Tochterman's. If you want to learn how to make a lure, you know, or pour your own jigs, save money. They have a tremendous lure building room that all the supplies for building any kind of lure you want or any type of fly, tying material, they've got it. They've got a complete fly selection for fly fishing. They've got bait and tackle for the bay, for bass, for striped bass, for largemouth and smallmouth, for panfish, for yellow perch, for white perch. They've got it all right there on display. You can put your hands on it. There's 1,000 fishing rods on display, 700 fishing reels. Yep. 1919, 1925 Eastern Avenue, 410-327-6942. Call about the fly tying classes, too. 410-327-6942. Tochterman's. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Here comes my favorite
Somebody
verse.
Said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Oh, there goes Big John. A friend of mine by the name of Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Scared me there, Brian. Big Bad John. Yes, indeed. Friend of mine named Big John. Some of you may have used his product at James Valley Scent, which is one of the most terrific deer scents you can buy in a gel form and come in a little bottle, you know. And Big Bad John Collins passed away. I just learned he passed away about a month ago. He'd been sick for a long, long time. Hadn't been really at the helm of the company for a couple of years. And John was a very talented individual, and his company out there in the Dakotas made a terrific deer scent product. He also made peanut butter flavored dog treats, which are pretty cool. Yeah. And he also, listen to this, he also made barbecue sauce. Now think about that combination. Deer lure, dog biscuits covered in peanut butter, and barbecue sauce. I'm telling you what, the guy diversified and he did well. And I like the guy. For some of you who used to follow my Buck Fever shows, well, the one we did at I believe the Timonium Fairgrounds. John was one of our seminar speakers, and we had great time with John. He was a good guy, And I'm sorry to see him pass. So 410 WCBM 680 lines are open. Time for you to call. Express your opinion if you like. I've had my say. I'm tired. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. You know, I do a lot of talking about the watermen who get caught. Somebody pointed out to me that I sounded like I was anti-waterman. I'm not. I mean, you know, these guys have to make a living. They do it honestly. It's fine with me. If you go poach on an oyster bar and get caught, I'm going to say your name on the air. But, you know, there's a lot of recreational fishermen that don't abide by the law either. And we're actually going to have a not necessarily a new song, but an additional song for the recreational guys, especially the fishermen. And there's a new penalty page that was put up on the Department of Natural Resources website back in December. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. State of Maryland, which is responsible for preserving, protecting, restoring, and enhancing natural resources such as fish, are sustained for use and enjoyment of all its citizens. In order to do this, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources has been authorized by the Maryland General Assembly to create fishing laws called regulations. These laws are contained in the Code of Maryland Regulations, which is COMAR. Maryland General Assembly also creates fishing laws called statutes, and these laws are contained in the Annotated Code of Maryland. Now, if a person violates any of these laws, they are subject to penalties in the form of a fine and or suspension of fishing activity and activities. These penalties may be administered through a criminal proceeding in a district court and or through an administrative proceeding with the Office of Administrative Hearings. That's the OAH, Office of Administrative Hearings. If a natural resources police officer finds that you've violated a fishing law, they'll issue you a citation, similar to what you would get if you were caught speeding in your car. Most fishing laws have prepayable fines set by the Maryland District Court. So the citation will either list this prepayable fine in the option of a trial or give you a trial date in the district court if there's not a prepayable fine for that violation. That means it's a must-appear violation. Got to go to court. If you have a citation which lists a prepayable fine, you may choose to either prepay, as explained in the citation, or go to district court. If you prepay, you're admitting you're guilty of that violation. If you choose to go to court, the court will decide whether you're guilty of committing the violation or if you're guilty of either prepaying the fine or by court issuing judgment and a possible fine. Then the department may suspend you from participating in fishing activities through a separate proceeding within the Office of Administrative Hearings. The district court also has the right to suspend an individual from participating in fishing activity and activities. Now, you might ask, what happens if I'm guilty? Well, if you've prepaid the fine or if you're found guilty by the district court, DNR will apply any applications, suspensions, and or points to your license, which happens in the case of a commercial fisherman. And if suspension is applicable, DNR will notify you of the proposed suspension. You have 30 days to request a hearing with DNR. If you request a hearing, as directed in the notice, and you receive from DNR, DNR will contact you and set up any required hearings with the Office of Administrative Hearings, which hears contested cases for the majority of all state agencies. The Office of Administrative Hearings will set up a hearing date with the administration law judge and will send you a notice of that hearing. And the administrative law judge will hear both sides on the reasons why the suspension should be applied or not. We'll make a final decision that can be appealed to the circuit court. So, that's some authority that fisheries has. It's called administrative authority. And if you're found guilty of a fishing violation, they can suspend your license for a period of time. Now, Some of those have appeared in the newspaper, and I'm not going to read them all today, but, you know, it's pretty interesting to see that. And when the next round comes out, we will talk about those recreational fishermen who were found guilty of one fine or another, not having your license, being over the limit, that type of thing. And any egregious fine may cause your license to be suspended. And your name may be entered onto the Interstate Wildlife Violators Compact, which means that if you want to go fishing in one of the other states, let's see, I can't remember how many states there are, but I can find out real quick here for you. Let's say you want to go out to Missouri or Alabama or, oh, I don't know, maybe you want to go to Michigan and do some fishing, or West Virginia. Your license has been suspended here. Well, you're already part of the Interstate Wildlife Violators Compact. You may not be able to fish in any of those other states either because your license is suspended in Maryland. There's 30-some, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. That looks like 36 states are involved in the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, 36 states. So you may have to travel far or wide to be able to have the privilege to fish. So we've come up with a new theme song for the recreational fishermen that may get fined. We're going to still keep the good old boys, John Anderson version of the Dukes of Hazzard theme song, but we've got another one here. Who is this artist? What's his name again? Bobby Fuller. Yeah, some of you may remember this. Catchy little tune, eh? Well, if you hear me read your name and that song comes up, guess what? Yeah, you've been a violator, that's for sure. So, and why do we do this? Some people say, "Well, why do you make these people look bad?" Well, because they're stealing from us, you and me. You know what I mean? I don't like people that steal from me. The natural resources of the state belong to everybody in the state. And it's just not willy-nilly. There are regulations, rules, and laws in effect. There are restrictions like your fishing license or your hunting license. It's a privilege. You know, it's a privilege. And as Dr. Lamp would point out, a small percentage of us fish and hunt, and a larger percentage of us don't. But we all own the wildlife as citizens of the state of Maryland. So, anyone? Have you been fishing? Hello? 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. As I said at the beginning of the show, Ellis Outdoors purchases this time, this 2 hours, so that you may express your opinion. I may express mine. We may agree or disagree, but here we are. Everyone's talking about freedom of speech. You got it right here. You got it right here. Talk to me. 410-922-6680. All right. Hey, let me tell you about Sean Mann Outdoors. You know, Sean Mann makes a great goose call called the Eastern Shoreman. He makes a bunch of calls. He makes a lot of waterfowl calls. He makes duck calls and snow goose calls and things like that. You can check them all out online on his website, seanmann.com, seanmann.com. Or you can call the office right there in Talbot County, 800-345-4539. Find out about the calls. You may be even able to talk to Sean if you get a chance. Find out about his hunting adventures into Canada and whether you'd like to hunt with Sean on a guided hunt for a couple of days up in Canada. Where the waterfowling, I understand, is just unbelievable. For those who have gone, might do that. Keep saying that. One of these days I will. But we invite you to check out the Eastern Shoreman. It's a very simple call to operate. It is capable of reproducing all the sounds of a Canada goose. I told you earlier that I was on one of my few duck hunts this year, and the geese started to call, and We saw a couple of them rise up over the trees, and we could hear them, and everybody went for their bag, and all, and three of us pulled out our Eastern Shore calls. It was pretty funny. Watch that progression. So I was happy to report on that. So SeanMann.com or 1-800-345-4539. Sean Mann, Eastern Shoreman, goose and duck calls. You'll enjoy it. Once you learn, you won't. The geese won't dig it too much because they'll be coming in and then you'll shoot them. So, Ed in Sykesville, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Hey, listen, have you heard of anything? I knew they were kicking around some ideas about changing the bag limit on whitetail deer and sika deer.
Yes.
How are we looking on that? What's the game plan for that?
Well, the concept is, and the Wildlife Advisory Commission meeting was this week, and I haven't seen the approved minutes yet. Again, on these websites, you know, people have some inside sources, and they blast all this stuff out there. Whether it's true or not, we don't know. But I will tell you what the concepts were as discussed at the stakeholders meeting. One buck per weapon per season statewide. In other words, one buck with a bow, one buck with a muzzleloader, one buck with a firearm. And then they'll do away with that, you know, you can't kill a second buck unless you kill two does and all that. That's all gone. That'll be all gone away. It'll just be one buck per season.
I think that's a good idea.
There you go. They're also talking about unlimited does with the archery in all of Region B, which is everything basically east of Washington County.
I wouldn't mind if they did that, but I would want them to put a cap on that, like a 3-year cap, and then revisit it.
Oh, they'll revisit it in 2 years.
Yeah, because I don't think we need to go crazy on it. I like the buck idea.
Yeah.
We got a farm out in Carroll County that we hunt, and it's me and my buddy and our two sons. And my buddy and I basically shoot does, you know, and let the kids take the bucks. But, man, over the last 8 years, you wouldn't believe the amount of quality that has that's generated, you know?
Well, yeah, it's exactly right. Exactly right. And if you let, you know, now, tell me how you got there. You got there by taking a lot of mature does, right?
We took a bunch of does. I mean, I take about eight, nine does a year.
Right.
My buddy does it.
Yeah.
And each kid probably takes 2 or 3 does a year.
Right.
And then each kid will take probably one buck.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm sitting there this year, and, you know, I saw several very, very, very nice bucks, and I wound up taking an 18.5-inch inside spread 8-pointer, and my buddy shot a nice 13-pointer.
There you go.
But we were seeing those quality animals frequently.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you let them go, they're going to grow, no question about it. And right. I bet you're not shooting the 4s and 6s anymore, are you? I mean, the kids are.
The kids do it, right.
Right, and it's okay to do that.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm all for that. I'm all for a kid taking whatever he can take. Go ahead.
It's just a 100-acre farm, but the results have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely unbelievable. We're basically hunting for meat.
Yeah.
Man, when you see a nice buck like that come, and, you know, you're not afraid to shoot one once in a while.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And that's just like Liberty Reservoir. Fished that all my life. I never kept no bass out of there, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? Guess what? My kids are catching them in there now.
Yeah, sure. And, exactly.
And it was money in the bank for me. You know, them fish were there for my kid.
Yep.
You know, you know, these things can be overfished and these lands can be overhunted. Don't think it can't happen.
Sure it can. But you sound like you're doing it right. You've taken a lot of does out. You brought the buck doe ratio into some kind of semblance of normalcy, and you got the bigger bucks haunting your place looking for the does, and that's good. And you're letting the little bucks grow into more mature animals. That's super.
And on a smaller scale, if you look at all the animals that you let go, you have the luxury of witnessing them right in front of you, and you learn so much more. When you're sitting there and a 6-pointer comes in or a 4-pointer or a couple does or whatever come in, and you already know you're not going to shoot them, you have the wonderful opportunity to sit there and watch them and learn more about that animal.
Right. Exactly right.
You're not focused on you're not focused on shooting them every time.
I sat.
And you watch them, and you pick up little things, and you put it all together over several seasons, and that's what makes you a better hunter.
Yeah, you see the trails that they use. You see the difference between the buck trails and the doe trails. You see some behavior. You look at spots where they stop and where they eat, and then you look at that, and you go, oh, I see why they stopped there now.
That allows you to fine-tune your hunt.
Fine-tune your hunting, fine-tune your stand location. Yeah, you're sitting there twitching, waiting to kill something. You don't learn anything.
Nope.
Yep. I sat one day muzzleloader seat and watched. I saw five different bucks throughout the course of the day. Right prior to the rut, these deer were moving all day long. I didn't see anything worthy that I wanted to kill. I mean, seriously, there was one really, really, really nice 6-point that I thought about, and that was the first one. And I thought, man, if that's the first one, what's the next one going to be? Well, the next one was a one-horned spike. So, you know, but I didn't kill that deer because it was a nice young buck, and it had some potential to become a really, really nice deer. Here's what I think. 2 years later, I think that 6-point never became more than a 6-point, and I have a suspicion that that's the one my grandson killed for his first buck.
Yeah, but there you go.
He was a very mature buck at the time and a really nice deer. So
sure, ain't nothing wrong with a big 6-point.
Nope, not at all.
Hey, well, look, it's been great talking.
All right, Ed, you nice call anytime. There. Thanks a lot. See ya. There goes Rich. We need Richard and Glenn Burney, Carl Bowley's quarters. Stay tuned. We got a little break here. I want to tell you folks about it. Clyde's Sports Shop 10-day sale, which is 9 days long this year. It's time to gear up for fishing season. It's Clyde Sports Shop's 10-day sale, which is 9 days long, March 3rd through March 11th. Well, leap year got in there. See, that's what happened. What can I tell you? Well, they should have added a day, but, you know, it's the 3rd through the 11th of March. It's the same as every year. You can, that's true. It is. You take your reels and fill them up with fresh fishing line. Well, look, here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to hear this. They're going to go into Clyde's and go, I heard on the radio your 10-day sale's only 9 days long. And they'll know the radio advertising's effective, right? You can fill your reels with fresh line. You just take your empty spools in, you know, all that crappy line you had on there for a couple of years. Fill your reels with name-brand monofilament for half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. You can own Shakespeare rods and reels and a fine Fluger fishing reel at the best prices of the year. Now, Clyde's is on Hammonds Ferry Road, your hometown fishing headquarters since 1957. Here's some Shakespeare specials. The Tidewater trolling rods with a roller tip and a gimbal, $39.95 for a trolling rod. Match one with a Level Wine Shakespeare Arsenal big water reel starting at just $32.95. And the famous Shakespeare Ugly Stick rods are all on sale from the Ultralight to the Surf rods. Now, the Fluger Try-On spinning and bait casting reels are specially priced, too. The Try-On spinning reel, it's a GX micro reel, just in time for trout season, all that light water stuff, and perch season, $39.95. And the LP bait cast reel for bass fishermen, just $99.95. Spectra Power Pro line from 15 to 100-pound test is on sale for just 10 cents a yard. And during the sale, you can save big on the pen reels, too, from the GTI series to the new 220 GTO and the 330 LD. Gear up for fishing season. Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sale, which is only 9 days. March 3rd through March 11th. If you fish, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242. Fishing Hotline, 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Over 50 years of serving Maryland sportsmen.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Bay Linex and Glenn Burney now offers Linex protection that comes to you. Talked to Bobby Hawkins just the other day. Great. He's out in, where is he, Arizona right now, Phoenix or somewhere, at the Bay Linex convention with all the dealers, and they're exploring all the new options for the Linex mobile unit and other things that Linex is offering. But the Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, apply the correct Linex consumer, commercial, or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bedliner or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, 400 on Rundle Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Or visit him online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. His number, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, more than just bedliners.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford.
Hey, we're back. Okay, that was quick. Let's talk to Richard and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding on.
That's good. You know, you were talking about the hunt license and all the arguing. You know, people get goals in mind.
Yeah.
And they put conditions on the outcome. It doesn't matter that your goal is completed. It's got to be done your way. And when you're talking about anything, hunting, fishing, anything in the world, if people get so locked in on their way, that they lose sight of the goal, and our goal was to hunt, you know?
Exactly.
They doubled your tag fees to get there to hunt. You ain't going to complain about that. You're going to complain about paying a couple of dollars more for your license.
Right.
So it's really crazy how people get locked in and fight over different things, and they lose sight of the goal because the goal has to be accomplished in their way, and they can't see anybody else's point of view.
Let me read an email that came in last week in the middle of this, okay? All right, let me find here real quick. But in the middle of this discussion last week, when I was trying to get people focus on, you know, what we have available here as far as, you know, the privilege that we have here in Maryland to fish and the number of days and the amount of wildlife and the limits and everything else. Let me tell you what came in the middle of this. Okay, in the middle of this, I get this. If the great Gov, which we weren't even talking about the administration, this is not the administration's bill. This is the department's bill. They need more money to operate and to continue to do the programs that they do, okay? If the great Gov, now listen to this carefully, would promise that all the monies generated by this hunting license fee increase would go right to Baltimore City to be put on the red line on Boston Street, or Montgomery County to help offset the cost of the over-budgeted ICC, which is told and I'll never use, already told and I'll never use, I'm all for it. Oh, and make sure a fraction of it goes to the Independence Card program so they can buy steamed crabs, lobsters, and shrimp from seafood carryouts. Now, what the hell does that have to do with anything that we were talking about?
Nothing.
Exactly. And that's the kind of email, and that's the kind of person I referred to, I probably referred to him as an idiot, because they weren't paying attention. They were typing this crap, and then they go online, and these are the same types of people that go online and complain about what I said, but they didn't hear me saying it because they were typing this garbage while I was saying what I was saying. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
You understand my frustration?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I'm not, look, you can, thank God we live in the United States of America and we have the freedom to express our opinion on anything that we want to express our opinion about. We have the right to say it. I won't interfere with that. I'll defend you to the death. But you want to say something stupid, not pay attention to what I say, and then tell somebody else what I said when you didn't listen to what I said? Ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay?
Those people deserve, DNR deserve to get paid, and there's not enough of them out there, and they put themselves in harm's way every day. You know, and you got to be able to pay them, and you got to have enough to support and keep what we want alive and well.
Yeah, yep,
so.
Exactly. Well, people are gonna, you know, these rates, people are gonna scream and yell and holler and carry on. They're gonna go nuts, and they're gonna, you know, the same eight people are gonna go insane on these forum websites, and that's okay. Let them go. But in the long run, you know, if you have a waterfowl project that you'd like to see done and like to have the department pay for it, and they say, I'm sorry, there's no money. Or, you know, if our bear hunt gets shut down because our DNR survey wasn't able to be paid for, DNA survey wasn't able to be paid for, then the bear hunters are going to be upset. If, you know, they do something with the deer herd, or they do something with small game, then a certain group of people are going to be upset. But that's okay. You know, I understand the frustration. The taxes, the fees, the registration, the suggestions, the revenue generation ideas in some of these areas is just unbelievable. I mean, a 6% sales tax on gasoline, plus a 15% per gallon increase on the gallon of gasoline tax increase. Insane to me. You know, there's a bill to increase the registration fee on boats. I didn't hear all this complaining when they increased your driver's license or your registration plate on your car or anything like that. You know, because that's spread out over all the citizens who drive. But because we're hunters and fishermen, and we do pay our own way, and we do support our own, you know, our own endeavors, well, they're going to cry. What are you going to do?
Oh.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it, Richard. All right, buddy. Carl, do me a favor and call me back after the top of the hour. We got to get out of here for the break, and we wanted to get to your call. There's just not enough time. Thanks for waiting for 15 minutes. Just didn't get to you. Sorry, buddy. Thanks. All right, here we go. Headed into the news. We'll see what happens. Getting some emails. Sounds very interesting to me, so we'll go from there. All right, talk to you soon. Talk to you later. What am I doing? Brian, what am I doing? Trying to take a break for the news while the music is playing. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at emails, losing my train of thought. So, all right. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for